Lecture topic, explosive words.
Sometimes there are small things, but the impact and the effect of it can be very great. Sometimes a huge mountain, but some small sticks of dynamite, and it blows up that entire mountain. So outwardly, you put that dynamite, just place it on the ground next to the mountain, so the dynamite doesn't look like anything. And it seems like this is like totally insignificant compared to the mountain. But the potential in that dynamite, it can blow up that entire mountain. So in the Hadith Sharif, we are being reminded about the impact of our words. That it can be sometimes dynamite, in the sense that it can destroy all our amal. In the Hadith Sharif, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that a person speaks something good, which he doesn't give much thought to, doesn't regard it as something very great, because it was outwardly an ordinary statement that he made. But sometimes that ordinary statement has such wonderful outcome, how it helped somebody or what good it did for someone, that this takes him to the heights of Jannat. And on the other side, he speaks something which he didn't think much about, he didn't give any thought to it, that this was a very bad thing to say, or very hurtful thing. It hurt somebody, it destroyed somebody's whole, whatever spirit he had within him to do good. That one statement sometimes will take a person to the depths of Jahannam. So the words that he uttered, and this is an ongoing thing, we say things without giving any thought to it, but what's the outcome of it? That we don't think about. If the outcome is good, mashallah, excellent. But if the outcome is going to be negative, sometimes that one negative outcome, way to way, it can drop a person. Taus bin Kaysan, rahimahullah, a great personality, he says, he's talking about himself. These people used to think about these things from their own perspective, despite the fact that they didn't really have any issue, meaning they weren't misusing their tongue, but they would think in that manner. He says that my tongue is like a wild animal. If I don't keep it reined, it'll attack me. An animal, wild animal, when it attacks a person, is not going to spare him. So now what he's referring to is that this wild animal, if I misuse this tongue, the consequences of it are going to come back to me. And the harm of this is going to then hurt me. When a person says something, he thinks, well, he is now having the upper hand. But how often what he said becomes a reason for the consequences falling back on him. Many times a person gets into an argument, gets into some problem, and he gets into that unnecessarily. So in the process, he said things which then later shattered his peace. Now he's, especially if it's a person who generally would be careful, now he said some things. Other people who don't bother about what they say, they don't bother, they carry on. They destroy their lives in that process too, they don't think about it. But a person who's concerned about his akhirat, concerned about keeping himself within the limits of deen, now he'll be worried about it. He blurted some things out in the process also. Now, in that process, whatever he said, he's asleep under it. Because now, wondering, but why I said this, I should have kept quiet. One Buzruk says, if a person hears something offensive, and he kept quiet, then he will then terminate the offense to himself, because that's where the story will stop. But if he responds, he'll hear more offensive things. Because the person who's blurting those things out, he's got no concern. He is not bothered about his akhirat. He's not bothered about what he's losing in the process. That wild animal is carrying on. But now the person who is trying to save himself, so all he needed to do was keep quiet, because by saying something made no difference 10 times previously, 100 times maybe he had the experience that he tried to explain, he tried to say something, what difference it made? So when it made no difference, what's the point? So at that time, the nafs takes hold of us as well, gets the better of us, also want to say something. But then in the process, first we heard one offensive thing, now we'll hear 5 more, maybe hear 10 more also. So the simple thing is, just to make sabr at that time, to ponder over the rewards of that sabr. And that this is not gone in vain, this is going to take me closer to Allah Ta'ala. So if somebody told me you keep quiet and you get 1,000 rands, 10,000 rands, see, even if you give 500 rands, you will keep quiet, no? For that 500 rands, 1,000 rands, without difficulty you will keep quiet. What about the rewards from Allah Ta'ala's side? And the closeness of Allah Ta'ala that comes with that sabr. Allah Ta'ala keep us.